Good morning, my dears. Welcome to the Cut Queen Academy. I'm Michelle, headmistress of the sacred place that has forged generations of proud cut queens. I suppose you're Katie Lane, right? Of course, Miss Lane. We received your letter of application a couple of weeks ago. I know who you are. I went through your profile myself. Not entirely disappointing, as I feared, I must say, but we'll see, I guess. You'll have to forgive me. Look, we receive plenty of applications every year, and it always breaks my heart to deny acceptance to sweet girls like you. The point is simple. Though this academy is not for everyone, I do hope you are well aware of that, Miss Lane. Very good. And you? You must be the boyfriend. Of course I know you too. Katie told me everything about you. And I mean everything. Besides, this is kind of our job, right? Knowing what we're working with to see how we can proceed with young women like your girlfriend. You see, many girls believe that becoming a cuck queen simply ends up with some slutty cougar jumping on young cock like your boyfriend's, faking some moans and handing the diploma. Something every whore could do on a Friday night. I'm afraid that, Miss Lane, if you think studying in this academy means that, you'll be extremely disappointed, as I'll be when I write your letter of expulsion. We do not make exceptions. Do I make myself clear? Good. Such a nice, pretty face. Oh, I'm gonna enjoy eating you alive. You got yourself a hot boyfriend, Miss Lane. Chin up, young man. My eyes are up here. I can't blame you, though. When you're used to small, perky breasts like your girlfriend's, it's natural to peek at some real cleavage like mine. Now let me give you a tour of the campus.
You have one old message.
Oh, hey girl. Sorry I didn't answer your calls. I was rather busy. I wanted to tell you that I'm so sorry for what happened with your husband. I had no idea he could break up with you like that. What an asshole. I kind of feel responsible for this. I was so sure a cuck queen experience could help you fix your sex life, but hey, sometimes things just don't work out, I'm afraid. I'm not entirely sure he's been seeing someone else behind your back, though. No, I can't absolutely think of any other woman he could be screwing around with. No, you have my full support, girl. If you need a shoulder to cry on, I'm here for you. I'll call you back as soon as I'm done here, okay? All right, love you, bestie. Bye!